Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
Welcome to Q&A. And there we are. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. I'm DJ Phone. We have on today's show, we have Charles Matthews from Boys to Men Mentoring for the Play It Forward annual event. And we also have Anthony Hernandez. He will be one of the performers, right, Charles, at the Play It Forward event, along with several other terrific musicians. We'll be getting around to that in just a minute. Also on today's show, we will be talking to Bridget McLaughlin. She is a winemaker from Cellar 433. She'll be here to talk about the Prescott Art and Wine Festival coming up this weekend. And after the news and weather break, we will hear from the thrilling author Mark Graney, who co-wrote several of Tom Clancy's final books, about his newest book, Mission Critical. You know, we always welcome your questions and comments about Q&A. You can just write me an email at DJphone. That's DJFONE at KQ&A. com. Stay tuned. That's all coming your way on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live at KQ&A.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Fee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Buying a car from Lamb Nissan was by far the best car buying experience of our lives. My husband and I signed a purchase agreement with Lamb Nissan online, and the next day traveled from San Diego to the dealership in Prescott. Our experience with the entire staff was friendly and enjoyable. The process from searching online to parking the car in the driveway was flawless. Jenny from San Marcos, California.
I love that Mark was so helpful even after I changed plans on him three times. We even did a group text to keep each other informed. Love the excellent customer service and how much money I saved. Recommend this place? No doubt. Laura from El Paso, Texas.
So pleased to have had this great car buying experience and am super excited to drive our new vehicle, knowing we have the entire Nissan team there to support us. Queenie from Prescott.
We sure appreciate all our great customers here at Lamb Nissan. Come see why people come from California and Texas and all over to buy a car in Prescott. Lamb Nissan. We're here to serve. Go to lambnissan.com or call 928-717-2289.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
My legs don't feel heavy anymore.
The swelling is gone.
I'm not tired. I have so much more energy.
You can eliminate unhealthy varicose veins and their cause at Northern Arizona Vein Center. If varicose veins are limiting your lifestyle, many insurance companies, including Medicare, may cover new minimally invasive treatments. Hello, I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 20 years of vascular surgical experience. Call 445-VEIN or log on to nazveincenter.com to schedule an appointment.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 206 with Charles Matthews and Anthony Hernandez, who is 17 years old and has been playing the guitar for how long, Anthony?
9 years now.
Get out. Isn't this amazing, Charles? Where did we go wrong?
I don't know. I started skiing when I was 36 and started playing guitar when I was 46. Both moves way too late.
Yeah, we started way too late, didn't we? It's amazing. Well, anyway, before Anthony starts playing, you're here every year to talk about Play It Forward. Remind our listeners and our new ones what Play It Forward is all about.
Great, thanks. And thanks for having us on, DJ.
You're
such a great partner in this community. So Play It Forward, this is our sixth annual event, mm-hmm. and it's partly our gift to the community. We love music, and we love community, and we love sharing. You know, Boys to Men Mentoring does long-term mentoring and rites of passage, and we kind of shoehorn in this musical event by taking advantage of Drew Hall and all of his guitar students. So there are going to be 8 teenagers playing on the stage alongside adult professional musicians. So that's kind of the musical mentoring connection.
Mm-hmm. And tell us what Boys to Men Mentoring does and what the age range is of the boys.
Great. Yeah, and we're celebrating our 10th anniversary. We're 10 years old today, and not today, this year. And we do, like I said, we do long-term mentoring in the schools. We're in 14 different groups on a weekly basis in 5 different school districts in northern Arizona. And we do rites of passage and wilderness expeditions and community service and athletics, all kinds of things to get teens and adult men having fun together, learning together, growing together.
And while Boys to Men is mentoring, Play It Forward is the music and the message, right?
Right. The message is that when teens and adults are doing things together, great things happen.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to seeing Anthony on stage with Drew Hall and Walt Richardson and Gigi Gonaway. You know, Gigi Gonaway's played with Aretha Franklin and Mariah Carey. Like, you know, you touch him and you go back into music history.
Yeah.
And you know, Anthony and Jake Cannon, they're the future of music. So it's a great continuity.
Mm-hmm. And Anthony, describe the song you're going to play for us.
The one I'm going to be playing right now is called Angelina by Tommy Emmanuel. It's a nice solo acoustic song that I learned a while ago and I really like.
Okay. The stage is yours. This is Anthony Hernandez.
Hey, thank you. Thank you.
Wow, how beautiful. Awesome. I have to ask you this, Anthony. Who are your guitar heroes?
Oh, wow. I'd have to say, most of all, probably back like way in the 80s, Joe Satriani, Steve Vai, Slash. Those are sort of like the big three for me that I've taken most of my inspiration from.
One of our people here, Nick Canuel, who plays clubs all around town, Nick's biggest guitar heroes are Jimi Hendrix and Stevie Ray Vaughan. And I'm going to be interviewing Kenny Wayne Shepherd next week. So that'll be kind of a kick, too. Now, are you a member of a band yourself?
Not at the moment, no.
Would you like to be?
It would be neat to join one, yeah.
You know, I interviewed the Hall of Fame songwriter J.D. Souther last year, who has written so many hits for the Eagles, Linda Ronstadt, people like that. And I asked him why he never joined the Eagles, since his voice and his writing is a perfect fit for them. Yeah. He said, "I could never be a member of a band because I speak my mind too much." And when you look at how many bands break up after so many years, yep, it really is kind of like a 5 or 6 member marriage, and you wonder how those things happen and what causes them to break up. So let me ask you this, Charles, with the 6 years you've been running Play It Forward, what motivates you to keep it going?
Yeah, it's a lot of work, but it really is a labor of love. You know, we make a little bit of money to support the mentoring programs, and that's really key for us, but it's not the main driver. The main driver is to be embedded in the community. And one of the ways we do that, in addition to having these young guys up on stage with their mentors and idols, is, you know, we bring in young men to serve food to the participants. Mm-hmm. So that just feels really good. It just feels right. It's like the best patio summer party with all of your best friends.
Yeah. And where is this taking place?
So it's at the lovely Holiday Courtyard right off of Whiskey Row, that mm-hmm. wonderful outdoor venue.
Mm-hmm. And Anthony, how long have you been playing with Drew Hall?
I think that I started playing with them probably around 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And you've been associated with Play It Forward for how long?
I think this is going to be my 3rd year playing in it.
Mm-hmm. What are the best and most challenging parts of playing and performing live?
I would say that one thing about performing live is that you're never as good as you are when you're practicing by yourself. That's always one of my sort of gripes with it. But it is sort of rewarding getting to actually play out with other people and sort of see like an audience's reaction to what you're playing. And mm-hmm. while you might not be as good as you hope you are all the time, it is very rewarding to get an actual reaction from people.
Yeah, does that kind of energize you a little bit, seeing and hearing the audience response?
Yeah, that's probably the main thing that makes me want to go out and play live.
Sure. Is just, you know what I've heard from some musicians, and this happens to me all the time, because I'm recording stuff here 10 hours a day sometimes, is when you're recording stuff, at least to me, it's never good enough. I always want to tweak it just a little bit more. Where when you go live, it's out there. There's nothing you can do about it. You do it, it's gone, you move on. Where with recording, it's just, can I do something one more time? No! You got a deadline here. I know musicians do that too. So Charles, what's going to be new this year?
Yeah, there's 3 really exciting new things happening this year. One is that Candace Devine is going to be performing.
Oh, we had her on here last year.
Yeah, she's
Drew.
Grammy-nominated soul singer. Will raise the scalp right off your head with his big, powerful, generous voice. So she's kind enough to open up the show for us. So don't miss that. Get there at 3 o'clock. o'clock to be, to get her set there. The other thing that's happening is we're unveiling Full Circle Mentoring for Girls. So there's a new group in town that's going to be doing the same thing that we do with the boys in school, long-term mentoring and rites of passage for teenage girls. So this is a little bit of their coming out party.
Mm-hmm.
And I said there were three things. Oh, then there, this is the year we have 8 youth musicians playing, and that's, I think last year we only had 4, so we're doubling the number of talented teens on stage this year. We're really excited about that.
And Anthony, what's next for your music?
Well, this fall I'm going to be leaving to go study music at college.
No kidding. Where at?
The University of North Texas.
How great is that? Boy. What kind of career ambitions do you have? Would it be in the entertainment field?
I'm really open to doing anything in music.
Mm-hmm.
I've done some sort of production work. I've recorded. I work in like a music recording studio. I work at a live sound company. And I like writing and performing, just sort of wherever the wind takes me, I guess.
You know what's going to happen in 20 years, Charles? He'll be in a great big recording studio recording with some superstar, and he'll remember what I said in the studio here. He'll go, no, it's not good enough. We got to tweak it one more time.
Yeah.
True?
Exactly.
That's probably what will happen.
Yeah.
Charles, tell us one more time the when and where for Play It Forward.
Play It Forward, May 19th, Holiday Courtyard, gates open at 3 o'clock, and it goes till around 8:45.
Mm-hmm. And tell us once more, who will be performing that night?
So we got Candace Devine's opening it up along with Drew Hall, and then Drew Hall stays on stage to join Walt Richardson and friends, Walt, the Arizona Music Hall of Fame inductee from Tempe, and then we'll wrap it up with a really high-energy set from Sumatotius, which I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, with flamenco and funk and rock and roll all kind of jammed together.
That'll be a blast. We thank you for sharing that with us here on Q&A. Best of luck for you, Anthony. Thanks to both of you for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned, because we're going to talk about the Prescott Art and Wine Festival with Bridge McLaughlin, and then we'll have a chat with author Mark Graney, who wrote Mission Critical. He used to write, I believe, the last three of Tom Clancy's last three novels. He co-wrote those with him, so that's coming your way on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we .com.
We've got strength in numbers, Power Big Players Club.
Hi, I'm DJ Phone. You ever wonder why so many lottery jackpots are won by groups of coworkers? Well, group play gives you the most chances of winning, but not everyone has access to a group. Well, now you do. There's a lottery service here in Arizona called Power Pick. They've been pooling people together since 1995. You know, you can't win if you don't play, and Power Pick makes it easy to play. They do all the work. You just click a button. No trips to the store, no standing in line, just more tickets, more winners, and your best odds of winning. PowerPick even has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Best of all, you can try PowerPick's lottery service for free. Just go to EZPooling.com and click on Free Lottery Pool. That's the letters EZPooling.com.
PowerPick Players Club.
Unlimited data from Cable One means limitless possibilities. Get up to 100 megs for just $45 a month for 6 months, and upgrade to unlimited data for one fixed price. Call 855-808-2737 for fast, reliable internet. 100 megs for just $45 a month for 6 months. Call Cable One at 855-808-2737 for details. Restrictions apply.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Moyers Heating and Cooling, Owls Auto Body, the Prescott Brewing Company, Wallach and Volk, Yavapai Block, Prescott True Value, Country Bank, Home Furnishings Direct, Cable One, Amco, Heritage Memory Mortuary, Barrett Propane, Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos, and Grand Canyon Financial. Diamondbacks host the Atlanta Braves Thursday at 6. Monday at 11:30, my 99.9 FM in Prescott, my 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
At
Dell, we know running a small business takes hard work. As a thank you, for all of Small Business Month, we're offering up to 45% off select computers with Intel Core processors. Plus, get additional savings when you call the Dell Small Business Technology Advisor. Call 877-BUY-DELL today. That's 877-BUY-DELL. Additional savings valid May 6th through 30th at 8 a.m. Eastern on select computers from customer calls Dell. Excludes Dell Canvas, PowerEdge T30, and select order codes.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
Limu and Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance.
Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 2:22. Two of my favorite topics, art and wine, especially the latter. And we have the perfect lady here to talk about it, winemaker Bridget McLaughlin. Tell us first of all about Cellar 433.
Hi, thanks for having me. Cellar 433 is Arizona winery, but not just any Arizona winery. We've been around for about 20 years as Dragoon Mountain Vineyard out of the Wilcox AVA.
Mm-hmm. And you will be in town this weekend here in Prescott. Tell us about that big event.
This will be our sixth year hosting the Wine Garden for the Prescott Fine Art and Wine Festival, a great event that we co-host with the Mountain Artists Guild.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell us about some of the setups that you're in town to do. What kinds of nuts and bolts things do you have to do to be one of the vendors for this big event?
Well, actually, this partnership started quite a few years ago when the Mountain Artists Guild was looking for someone to help them really kind of take their wine aspect to the next level. And we stepped in to help them, and then it just became such a great relationship that we continued with it. We basically handle all of the wine garden for them. We mm-hmm. do, you know, it's a great partnership with the Mountain Artists Guild. They're on the square. We're on Cortez. And I think it's just it's a great relationship. We do fundraising for them. And it's a great community involved event.
Take me back to when John McLaughlin started this whole operation. It was what, I believe, 20 years ago?
Yeah, well, 2001 was when our vineyard went under vine, but he had began studying wine a few years before that. So it was a few years later that he was able to actually produce his own wines from his own grapes, and we have not sourced a single grape outside of Arizona or our own vineyard since 2009.
And that's an important thing because isn't that the appellation that they talk about, you know, the source of the grapes, right?
Right. Appellations are important. A lot of people don't know what that means, but when you see an area on a bottle like Wilcox or Napa or Willamette, that means that that region is truly unique to anywhere else in the United States. It is a defined growing region with its own special terroir, its own special characteristics. Mm-hmm. And John McLaughlin wrote that AVA in 2013 and submitted it, and it was approved finally in September of 2016. And for wine growers, an AVA is everything. It's how we prove that we are truly unique in the world.
And that's all. That also explains why, if a bottle of sparkling wine says champagne, it is grown where?
In France. You cannot say champagne in America.
It has to say sparkling wine, right?
Yeah.
Indeed. You know, back in my hometown, I used to go to the Missouri wineries all the time, especially one called Mount Pleasant Winery, which was my favorite winery. And then they got busted, and they have not recovered yet, and that was 20 years ago, because it turned out that a pretty good portion of their very highly rated Missouri wine was actually California wine, and they haven't recovered since. But every drop of yours is Arizona wine, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's actually a really great story, because I don't know that a lot of people understand how important it is that in Arizona wine be from Arizona. It's mm-hmm. very easy to import in Arizona right now because of the current laws. That's something that my husband actually works and fights for every day, is to protect our AVA, to protect not just grapes, but Arizona's agriculture, being in Wilcox for so many years. But it's true. Arizona wine does not come from New Mexico or from California. It mm-hmm. comes from the blood, sweat, and tears of Arizona growers.
Mm-hmm. What sets Arizona wines apart from other ones? What makes ours distinctive?
I like to think of it, it's kind of this romantic vision for me of our very, very rugged territory. In Wilcox in particular, I can't speak for the other areas, but we have very high altitude, 4,300 feet. We have very hot days and very cold nights, and believe it or not, people think of Arizona like, oh, it's a desert, there's no water. Grapes love to struggle. We get incredible flavors. The grapes emote incredible terroir, minerality, beautiful acids, just wonderful grapes to begin with. Wilcox is actually truly a region touched by heaven. It was mm-hmm. made for grape growing.
And I would think that nationwide, the image of Arizona tends to be largely the desert. And when people think of Arizona wine, they go, huh? You grow wine in Arizona? And I assume you have to fight that stigma, don't you?
That's exactly it. And that's actually why our vineyard is so diverse. John had planned this vineyard, you know, over 20 years ago, with the idea that he would take people out of their comfort zone or out of the ordinary. And that's actually one of our core values, is out of the ordinary into the extraordinary. He plants a lot of grapes that people haven't heard of, you know, Marcellin, Aryan or Noah. People can't believe that you can grow Riesling in Arizona. So, you know, that you do have to, in your tasting rooms, all of us have to ask people to leave your preconceived notions at the door and just judge this wine on its merits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So tell us what kinds of wines from your wineries that you'll be featuring at the Prescott Fine Art and Wine Festival.
I'm excited to this year bring Winery 1912. It's our newest creation and tasting room in Sedona that focuses on the Spanish wines, Spanish varietals, grown in southeast Arizona in the Wilcox AVA. That's the true history of Arizona wine. I don't know if a lot of people know this, but Arizona had wine grapes about 200 years before California did. The missionaries, the Jesuits actually came through here first in the 1500s. So we actually go back that far and want to talk about the history of Arizona wine. You'll see quite a few of our unique single varietals from Jerome Winery. You'll see some amazing wines from Great Craftsmen, the Windmill Winery. Passion Cellars will be there. We have some new friends joining us, Muggy On. They're out of Dewey, so we're excited to bring them in. And we're happy to have Drinking Horn Meadery out of Flagstaff. Meadery is essentially making mead is essentially the sister of making wine.
Sure.
It's the same sort of fermentation
and
process.
And you make friends with bees, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Indeed. I may have asked you this last time you were here, but there, for those who are not real familiar with wine, there are a couple of really good movies that can acquaint you with it, aren't there? What
yes.
are your favorites?
Sideways is probably the most popular. A Good Year is incredible.
Oh, yeah. A Good Year. Was that the Russell Crowe film?
Russell Crowe.
Yeah, sure.
It's a great one.
Oh, with Marion Cotillard.
Yes.
Oh, he's still my beating heart. Yes.
Yeah, that was such a great movie.
Yes. Bottle Shock.
And my favorite.
With Alan Rickman.
Yeah,
Because Bottle Shock, that was based on a true story, wasn't it?
Yeah.
With the U.S., the California wines, I believe, or the U.S. wines knocking out several French wines in the world competition. Oh, that must have driven the French nuts.
Yeah, Chateau Montelena. They were, it was a great story. And the film was done up a little bit, but still story, the principle is there.
Yeah.
And that city, or that movie, I cry every time because that is essentially Arizona now. It's what we're going through now.
Sure. And what kind of national response are you starting to see about Arizona wines?
Oh, gosh. When you think of people like, is it Kent Callahan, where, I believe it's Kent, where his wines have actually been poured at the White House. You don't see a lot of national distribution out of Arizona because we're all small. I mean, we're 150 acres at Dragoon Mountain Vineyard. But when you think of that compared to California's 400,000 acres, you could still see we're small.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of distribution, are you allowed to ship your wines out of state?
Oh, yeah. Yes. You basically just abide by compliance, and not every state will take wine from other states.
Mm-hmm.
But compliance is a delicate balance, and we actually use an outside source that has made our lives so much easier.
Mm-hmm. What are your favorite cheeses to go with certain wines?
Probably Gruyere for reds. And I love Manchego. It has to be aged with our Spanish varietals. Those are probably two of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. But isn't that really fun to sit down and pair and see which goes with different ones?
Yeah, absolutely. The way fats and acids and proteins all work together, it's different from you can watch or experience an evolution in your mouth.
Yeah, it really is.
Just by playing with cheese and wine.
And get a nice crusty baguette in there and maybe some fruit and some smoked meats together. Oh, I'm already getting hungry.
I'm hungry now.
Yeah, exactly, aren't we? This is wonderful. So tell us when and where you will be this weekend for the Prescott Fine Art and Wine Festival. Where can we find you?
Look for all of us right there on the Courthouse Square. The Wine Garden will be on Cortez. We're excited to be back on Cortez this year. And we will be under a very large tent, so rain or shine, you could still come. I'm happy we will have music by Becky Dahlke this year in the Wine Garden. Some new friends joining us, and we're super excited. Two food trucks in the Wine Garden, Grillin' and Chillin', and Cousin's Maine Lobster. So that's kind of a new feature for us this year. So I feel like we're growing up a little bit.
Yeah, indeed. And how can we learn more about Cellar 433?
I say the best way is to head to our Facebook, Cellar 433, and we have a website, cellar433.com.
And continued success to you and John. Thanks for being a part of Prescott Fine Art and Wine Festival and for joining us on Q&A.
Thank you.
And we'll be back in just a few minutes after a check of local and state news and weather. We're going to hear from Mark Graney. He wrote Mission Critical after he helped co-write several of Tom Clancy's novels. Stay tuned for that on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and streaming live at kqna.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender. Are you one of the many homeowners losing hundreds of cooling dollars every year with leaky ductwork? The problem is, you never know until you have the guys and gals at Gettles High Desert Mechanical test your home for duct leakage. Often a simple duct seal job with AeroSeal will seal the deal. Leaky ductwork means lost money. When it comes to high utility bills, don't settle. Get Gettles and test your home for duct leakage. Go online to GettlesHDM.com. That's G-O-E-T-T-L. The guys and gals at Gettles get it.
Thank you for calling Patriot Disposal. This is Jim. How may I help you?
Jim, I don't use your service. I have another company, and I just got my trash bill today, and oh, I'm so hopping mad. Do you charge a monthly regulatory fee?
No.
Administrative?
No.
Environmental?
No. In fact, with our own SmartStream Recycle technology, our recycle service at Patriot Disposal is free.
Free recycling? No monthly fees? Okay, Jim, sign me up with Patriot Disposal.
Patriot Disposal, 775-9000 or 203-9995.
Business with a handshake. We've all done it. Don't risk your business and your personal life. Business owners open themselves to liability every day with their customers, their employees, their vendors, and even the public. Do it right and protect yourself and call Men Love Law. I'll help reduce the risk through proper setup and planning. Mention this ad and receive a free consultation. Don't put your business or your family at risk from frivolous lawsuits any longer. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
Hi, I'm DJ Phone. You ever wonder why so many lottery jackpots are won by groups of coworkers? Well, group play gives you the most chances of winning, but not everyone has access to a group. Well, now you do. There's a lottery service here in Arizona called PowerPick. They've been pooling people together since 1995. You know, you can't win if you don't play, and PowerPick makes it easy to play. They do all the work. You just click a button. No trips to the store, no standing in line, just more tickets, more wins, and your best odds of winning. PowerPick even has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Best of all, you can try PowerPick's lottery service for free. Just go to EZPooling.com and click on Free Lottery Pool. That's the letters EZPooling.com.
PowerPick Players Club.
We're KQ&A.
It's coming up on 2 minutes after two. Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday the 8th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. A happy ending in the search for a Minnesota man who has been missing in northern Arizona for several days.
29-year-old Timothy Cohen was traveling with his dog Harlow when he went missing last Thursday. John Paxton from the Coconino County Sheriff's Office explains Cohen apparently had some vehicle problems yesterday near the city of Williams.
Deputies ran out into the area, were able to find the abandoned home. The dog appeared to be in good health also. Water had been left for him.
Paxton says, in addition to Cohen,
the idea that the dog was staying out there and dying of the element was a scary thing.
I'm Link Elliott reporting.
Showers continuing this afternoon, a 20% chance for more this evening, 50% tomorrow, 20% Friday, with a breezy, partly sunny high today near 65 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt, chilling to 45 overnight, then warming to breezy highs near 68 and 64 between the showers tomorrow and Friday, up to 61 with more rain Saturday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, those same showers and storms through Saturday, a 30% chance for more late tonight, a high today near 76, chilling to a partly cloudy overnight low near 47. Highs tomorrow through Saturday near 77, 74, and a rainy 72. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
Worry-free luxury. That's Buick. That's also the experience you'll have with Finley Buick GMC in Prescott. 2019 Buick Enclave, MSRP $47,530. Less $6,700 in discounts, and your Finley Buick price is a low $4,802. Or take 0% APR financing for 60 months. 2019 Buick Envision, MSRP $34,905. Less $7,900 in discounts, and your Finley Buick price is a low $26,970. Or 0% APR financing for 72 months. 2019 Buick Encore, MSRP $26,045. Less $8,000 in discounts, and your Finley Buick price is a jaw-dropping $17,996 or 0% APR financing for 72 months. We guarantee to better any other Buick dealer price by $500 on the same make, model, and year. Finley Buick in Prescott at FinleyBuickGMC.com and 928-445-7350. The local dealership that supports your community. Buick. Experience worry-free luxury.
Offers for well-qualified buyers. Must finance through GM Financial. Does not include tax, license, title, and 495 back fees. Stock B42897, B41398, B42701.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. Mark Graney's Gray Man is the fastest growing thriller series in the publishing industry. Mark has a degree in international relations and political science. In his research for the Gray Man novels, including Agent in Place, Gunmetal Gray, Backblast, Deadeye, Ballistic, On Target, and The Gray Man, plus his new book we'll discuss today, Mission Critical, he's traveled to more than 15 countries and trained alongside military and law enforcement in the use of firearms, battlefield medicine, and close-range combative tactics. He's also the author of the New York Times bestsellers Tom Clancy Support and Defend, Tom Clancy Full Force and Effect, Tom Clancy Commander-in-Chief, and Tom Clancy True Faith and Allegiance. With Tom Clancy, he co-authored Locked On, Threat Vector, and Command Authority. Mark co-wrote Clancy's final three Jack Ryan thrillers before Clancy death, and then carried the mantle for another four novels. For years, Court Gentry was the CIA's best covert asset. Then, without warning, the agency put him at the top of its kill list. Court fled the country and became an enigmatic killer for hire known as the Gray Man. However, after a tense reconciliation of sorts, Court begrudgingly finds himself working for his former government overseers. When Mark Graney's previous book, Agent in Place, hit the Publishers Weekly bestseller list, Publishers Weekly highlighted his first week sales increases over the preceding years with double-digit percentage growth for each new Gray Man book since 2013's Deadeye. Mark, obviously the Gray Man has been a great series for you. Tell us how Court Gentry went from being the CIA's best covert asset to the Gray Man.
Well, he started out as you said, as an asset for the CIA, a paramilitary operations officer is the actual title. And then early in the series, this is book, Mission Critical is book 8. They're all standalones. You don't have to read them one at a time. Early in the series, the CIA was targeting him, and he didn't know why, and he had to figure that out. So while he was on the run from the CIA, he became the Gray Man, which was basically an assassin for hire, but he would only take jobs that he believed in, he felt were righteous. He has a moral code to him. Now at this part of the series, he has a sort of a very uncomfortable detente with the CIA. He does work with them on a contract basis, but sometimes he goes off mission and sometimes they want him to do things that he doesn't want to do. So they have sort of competing, they have a competing relationship, but at the same time he does help them. And in this book, it has him as the gray man, you know, working for the CIA, just trying to recapture a prisoner that was being held by the CIA, but that was secreted away, you know, after an attack on an aircraft in the UK.
And in your new book, Mission Critical, it opens with a court on a CIA transport plane when a security team brings aboard a mystery man. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, he's a banker from Luxembourg who has information about a mole within the agency. Court doesn't know any of this. He's just in the back of the plane trying to take a nap as they fly back to the U.S. when this other CIA team brings this guy aboard. But when they land to refuel in the U.K., the aircraft is attacked, and Court is one of the only survivors. So he goes off in pursuit of this prisoner. He has no idea who the guy is or why the CIA wants him. But that starts the ball rolling for that, you know, that plot line. See what this prisoner is about, and then he learns about the mole and at the agency, and he works to uncover that.
And tell us about Zoya and what happens at a CIA safe house in Virginia.
Zoya Zakharova, I first put her in a Gray Man book about 3 books ago called Gunmetal Gray, and she is a former SVR, which is Russian Foreign Intelligence. She's an SVR operative, but she's been turned by the Americans, and now she's in Virginia being groomed to be a CIA asset. But she finds out something about her past, about the death of her father from the CIA, and that sets her off on a quest to discover answers about her own past. And these seem like two totally different plot lines, but they thread together in the UK later on in the story. Court and Zoya are, you know, romantically involved, but their missions are not the same necessarily. So whether or not they're working together or working at cross purposes, it sort of changes throughout the book.
And your relationship with Tom Clancy and your plot lines that parallel some of Tom's, those are not accidental, are they?
No, I changed as a writer working with Clancy over, 6 years or the 3 years that we worked together, and then I took over the mantle of the Jack Ryan series for a few years. Once my Gray Man book started coming out after I was doing that, they looked and felt a little bit different. They were a little bit bigger, wider in scope and whatnot. So I'm a huge Tom Clancy fan. The first novel I ever bought in my life was Patriot Games, and he got me into the entire genre 100%. And so to be able to work with him 20-something years later, and then, you know, it's a natural flow of things that my writing is going to have notes of, Clancy in it because of that.
Speaking of natural flow, a question I ask every writer, in the course of writing your book, at what point do the characters and plot lines start writing themselves and you have to keep up?
Well, I love it when that happens. It never happens enough. No, it's true. In every book, there will be these moments of flow where, I'll be writing dialogue as fast as I can possibly type, and then the interesting dialogue will sort of lead the story along. I'll be like, okay, so he's going to say this, and it's going to make us go there. And that's magic when that happens. It feels really good. A lot of times you sit there and look at a blank screen and pull your hair out. So both things happen, and not at any one particular time. Usually I turn the first draft in with a ton of reservations because it's not very clean. But by, the second round of edits or whatever, I feel pretty good, that I've got the story where I want it.
I've heard writers describe with one word, observant. How many times a day or a week do you find yourself recording things you've observed or listened to and thought, that might be a good idea for my next book?
Oh, it happens to me all the time. I mean, there's nothing off limits as far as I'm concerned. I'll be walking my dogs and some idea will pop into my head and I'll immediately type it into my phone, or someone will say something, or I'll hear a name that I think is a cool name and it's like, I want to use that name. And then the name will actually sort of inform the character a little bit. So everything, when you write two big books a year, as I've done for the past 10 years, there's nothing that can happen in your life that you exclude as fodder. It all comes together.
Part of the plot of Mission Critical involves the suspected mole in Langley. Do you find yourself paying more attention these days to news headlines about possible FBI, CIA, and political loyalties on different sides?
Yes, I do. I've always been fascinated by that, and it's always been taking place. But the research I did was definitely informed by what was going on in the world around. The story's not about what's going on you know, specifically, but, you know, my father was the head of the NBC affiliate in Memphis, where I'm from, and so I grew up around the news, and he and I would talk about the news all the time, so I've always been very sort of politically, you know, centered in international relations and that sort of thing. So it's just, it's pretty natural for me, but yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on in the world right now that's along the same lines.
Tell us about your travel and your training alongside military and law enforcement.
Yeah, I do as much location research and as much sort of like physical research as I can for each book. It depends. For this one, I went to Scotland, to Edinburgh and up into the Scottish Highlands, up to Inverness, and then I went down to London and spent some time there researching the book. I went to a stunt driving school because I wanted to, you know, sort of make that, you know, more authentic, and some of the car chases and whatnot. And then I always do a lot of training with firearms. That's become a big part of the series, and, you know, I like to do it, so I can't just totally say it's work. But, you know, that lends itself to, you know, adding some credibility to the story, making the story more realistic. And, you know, it's fun to do at the same time.
The name of the book is Mission Critical. The author is Mark Graney. Mark, how can our listeners learn more about you, get a copy of Mission Critical and your other books?
Well, I'd love it if they would check my website out. It is Mark Graney, GRAANEY books.com, and there's information about this book and my Tom Clancy books, my other Gray Man books, and then I have another book coming out in July, which is a standalone big military thriller called Red Metal, and all that info is on my website.
And we look forward to talking to you then about that one. In the meantime, thank you for joining us on Q&A. Continued success in your publishing.
Thank you so much.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Stroh from Bradshaw Family Dental. Have you ever experienced head, face, or jaw pain? Me too. Have you ever wondered if your teeth could be the cause of that pain? The answer is yes. Chronic pain of the head, face, and jaw region is very common and can actually be caused by a number of easy-to-fix dental issues. If any of this describes your current situation, please come see me at Bradshaw Family Dental, where we pride ourselves on treating people like their family. For more information, give us a call at 775-9495 or check us out at BradshawFamilyDental.com.
Hello, this is Evan from Murphy's Restaurant. We've been a favorite destination of locals and visitors for over 30 years. In our charming landmark historic building, we serve downtown Prescott's freshest seafood, juiciest prime rib, and fresh baked bread from our in-house bakery. Choose us for that private lunch meeting, special occasion dinner, happy hour after work, and Sunday champagne brunch. Make reservations today for Murphy's, an establishment of good taste. View our menus, murphysprescott.com.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military task-oriented mindset and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:54. I'm glad the Diamondbacks won, but you missed a really good Q&A show. Oh, I love 13-inning games on days we have Q&A. Well, we did have Charles Matthews here with Anthony Hernandez to talk about Play It Forward on behalf of Boys to Men Mentoring. To get more information on that, go to boystomenaz.org/PIF, and PIF, of course, stands for Play It Forward. Once again, that's boystomenaz.org/PIF. We also talked to Bridget McLaughlin about the Prescott Fine Art and Wine Festival coming up this weekend down at the Courthouse Plaza. Bridget and her cellar 433 in Dragoon Vineyards will have the wine garden on Cortez right outside the courthouse. They will be bringing several of their fine wines. They'll have the wine garden with entertainment. We look forward to that. Also want to let you know on the movie front, the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley knows schools are letting out soon. They're making it real easy for the kids to be entertained this summer with 10 morning movies, a different one each week for only $7 for the kids for the whole series. Just choose your day, Monday through Friday. All these films start at 9:45 in the morning. You can choose which of those days each week to see the list of fun films coming starting the week of May 27th with Happy Feet, followed by How to Train Your Dragon, then Despicable Me 2, the week of June 17th, it's Hotel Transylvania 3 Summer Vacation. Week 5, it's Smallfoot, then The Lego Movie 2, the second part, followed by a week of Sherlock Gnomes, then the week of July 15th, it's Trolls, followed by Penguins Madagascar, and the final week, July 29th, it's Shrek. That's all at the Harkins 14 this summer in Prescott Valley. Go online to harkins.com/SMF. That's Summer Movie Fun. Online, harkins.com/SMF for that schedule and more information. And by the way, for the safety of your children attending these summer movies, all adults admitted to the Summer Movie Fun films must be accompanied by a child. Opening up tomorrow and Friday at the Harkins, you'll have The Hustle, Palms, Amazing Grace, Tolkien, and Pokemon Detective Pikachu. Hey, stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, Talk of a Town Prescott at 4. Join me back here tomorrow at 2 with my guests Feng Shui and Asian Energy Masters, Barry and Gayla Gordon, Karen Russell with Bill McMahon about joint replacement, and Catherine Anderson from Yavapai College for veterans business startups called Boots to Business. That's Q&A Thursday at 2 when I will see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Arizona News Radio, corrections officer at the state prison, Buckeye, hospitalized. He was stabbed with a prison-made weapon this morning by an inmate.
I know your work will never be easy, and there's always going to be...